At times welling with emotion, Cuomo looked into the camera and offered an apology to all New Yorkers and to the women who say he harassed them.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it, and that's not easy to say, but that's the truth.
Cuomo says he never touched anyone inappropriately. He says he's learned from the experience and promises that he will be the better for it. Two former aides, Lindsay Boylan and Charlotte Bennett, say the governor engaged in a range of inappropriate behaviors, including touching, an unsolicited kiss, intrusive questions about dating habits, and whether sleeping with an older man would be an option, as well as an invitation to play strip poker. The apology did not differ substantially from the one Cuomo issued in a statement on Sunday evening, one that Bennett has already said she does not accept, saying the governor is not taking full responsibility for predatory behavior. A third woman, Anna Rook, produced a photo that showed the governor, who she did not know, holding her face in his hands at a wedding. She says he then asked if he could kiss her. Cuomo says hugging and kissing women and men as a form of greeting is a custom he learned from his father, former New York Governor Mario Cuomo, but he says he now understands it is no longer acceptable.
I could intend no offense, but if they were offended by it, then it was wrong.
State Attorney General Letitia James is conducting an investigation with subpoena powers. Cuomo, after some initial resistance, agreed to the probe and says he and his office will cooperate fully. He asked everyone to withhold judgment until the AG's report is completed.
I ask the people of this state to wait for the facts from the Attorney General's report before forming an opinion.
A growing number of elected officials have called on Cuomo to resign, but the governor says he doesn't plan to. He says there's too much to do right now, and he needs to stay at his job.
I'm not going to resign. I work for the people of the state of New York. They elected me, and I'm going to serve the people of the state of New York. And by the way, we have a full plate. We have COVID. We have recovery. We have rebuilding. We have a teetering New York City. We have a terrible financial picture. We have to do vaccines, so no.
Cuomo also faces a federal investigation over his office's handling of nursing home policies during the pandemic. Legislative leaders, increasingly discontent with Cuomo's behavior, announced agreement Tuesday to strip the governor of the emergency powers they granted to him during the pandemic. In the future, all major directives that concern things like opening and closing businesses and requiring the wearing of masks will have to be done in consultation with the Senate and the Assembly. The governor says he agrees to the new restrictions and will abide by them. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.